BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I know that's what he said.
I want to be there too, Em.
Yes, so let's both go. What's George going to think if neither of us are at the Crown Court hearing tomorrow? He already hates me.
But we don't hate you.
I want him to know I do care.
Look, he says he only wants Will with him. I think we need to respect that. He probably just don't want his whole family there to see him plead guilty. Best not to make it harder for him.
All right, okay, if that's what you think.
Besides, if we want to show our support, we're better off trying to get some more character references.
Yeah, from who, though? We've tried everyone we can think of. I still can't believe you went to Pat and Tony.
Ugh, no, I know.
Like they were ever going to write one for him.
Well, I figured it was worth a punt, but you're right. Wish I'd never gone over there.
I think we might just have to accept that the only person who's going to give him a reference is Oliver.
Yeah, maybe. Right, well, I better go see to the hedge cutter.
Was there something the matter with it?
One of the hood flaps tore off when I was hard at it at Darrington yesterday and need to replace it.
Okay. I'll see you later then.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed, I know what you're going to say, but about your birthday.
Oh,
I just feel bad not doing anything to celebrate. Even if we just go out for a drink somewhere, not the ball, obviously.
Honestly, Em? We've got enough to worry about at the moment. Don't start worrying about me and all. I don't need anything anyway.
Yeah, right. But...
Ah, here you are.
Pat, what are you doing here?
Hoping to talk to you.
That's 7.98 altogether, Tony. When you're ready.
Thanks, Jim.
Of course, Robert teases that it's all down to me. And it is remarkable that the team was promoted within a few months of my becoming Ambridge Cricket Club chair.
Did you want a receipt?
No, I'm fine. I just hope my umpiring is up to Division 4 standards.
I'm sure it is.
It's a point, though. We're going to have to up our game. I could definitely do with a more comfortable seat in the scorebox.
Yes, well, let's not worry too much about next season. We still have tomorrow's league dinner to look forward to.
Quite so.
I'll see you then.
You most certainly will.
Take care, Tony.
You too. Bye.
Bye. I suppose I ought to be getting home too. I had hoped a long walk might provide some clarity. But the more evidence I collect concerning the sabotage of the Flower and Produce Show, the more opaque it becomes.
I'm encountering the same conundrum. It's like one of those locked room mysteries, except with fruit pies instead of a dead body.
Well, perhaps it's time to confer, share our findings and see if we can't narrow down the suspects.
Well, I'm finishing my shift very soon. Perhaps we should convene at Green Acres.
Pat, this is amazing.
Good.
What you say about him being a good herdsman, how much he cares for the cows.
Well, it's true.
Thank you. It means so much.
Wait, hang on, Em, I'm still reading it.
Oh, sorry, here you go.
I've only touched on what George was like as an employee. Ed said that's all you wanted.
Yeah, that's fine.
I really do think he has the makings of an excellent farmer, though. He's hard-working, most of the time, and he's knowledgeable, too. He's comfortable taking his own initiative.
This is just great.
And most importantly, he clearly has a passion for it. That's always shone through.
I don't understand, though. When I came over yesterday, Tony was crystal clear there was no way he was writing George a reference.
Yes, I know.
So, what, has he changed his mind?
No. The reference is just from me.
Right.
Look, I can't excuse what George did. What Alice has been put through, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But I also saw what it was like for Helen when she was on remand. Guilty or not, I'm not sure what purpose prison really serves. And yet, of course, there needs to be punishment, but there has to be redemption too. George is just a young man. I couldn't not write him a reference.
And is Tony okay with that?
I don't imagine he'll be best pleased.
Oh, you mean...
You haven't told him? Why?
It was the right thing to do. Besides, it's not the only reason I'm here either.
No?
No, there's something else I've been thinking about.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
When Robert told me you were redecorating, I hadn't expected such an enormous transformation. Still, I'm glad Plato still holds pride of place.
Ah, well, I did have to move him back. Alistair had banished him to my bedroom.
No.
There are a few other items I may have to emancipate.
Well, I'm sure you'll find a compromise.
Well, quite. We're not here to talk about my living room, though.
No. No, indeed we are not. Shall I begin?
Please.
Over the last couple of days, I have been trying to focus on MMO, Means, Motive, Opportunity.
Ah.
In fact, I have created a spreadsheet on my laptop, cross-referencing each of the suspects with those three criteria.
I have approached the investigation from an alternative angle. Maybe if you could move your laptop over...
Yes, of course.
Yes. I've sketched a plan of the village hall, identifying all points of access.
Oh, this is marvellous, Jim.
Well, sadly, the only thing I've been able to establish is that other than the front entrance and the kitchen, which we already knew about, all other doors and windows were secure and unmolested. Perhaps we need to return to the scene of the crime. Go and inspect the village hall. Come on.
Not at all. If anything, Emma, you'd be doing me a favour.
What about Helen, though? Is she all right with it?
Yes. I discussed it with her earlier, and she agrees we desperately need more help in the dairy.
So what do you reckon, Em?
Well, I'd have to fit it round tree surgery work.
Well, I'm sure we can work that out.
But if that's okay with you, then, thank you, Pat. Yeah, I'd love to.
Of course, it'll only be until Clary's back.
Yeah, I know.
But until then? Well, would you be able to start tomorrow, 9 a.m?
I don't see why not.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure you're busy. We'll see you then.
Oh, thanks again, Pat. We're so grateful.
Yeah, and not just for the job offer.
Really, don't mention
it. But George's reference as well.
You don't know what you've done for us. Mm.
Like I said, I hope it helps. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
What do you make of that?
I don't know.
When she first walked into the yard, Well, I ain't sure what I was expecting. I certainly wasn't that.
Me neither. I didn't think there was anyone left in the village on our side.
Hey.
It's true. Just knowing there's someone who understands what it's like. Who knows what we're going through.
Of course, it does mean that you're going to have to work with your mum now. Well, maybe that's the point.
How do you mean?
Well, that's punishment for anyone.
Oh, Ed, don't be mean.
I'm teasing.
I'm actually really pleased to spend tomorrow with Mum. And at least we'll be able to distract each other from wondering what's going on at George's hearing.
True enough.
Better that than being stuck sitting round here on my own.
You've done what?
Tony, please, just listen.
Why? You obviously didn't listen to me.
Of course I listened. I know how you feel.
But you went ahead and wrote George a reference anyway.
That's right. I wrote it. I didn't put your name on it, or Tom's, or Helen's. I'm allowed my own opinions, Tony. I did what I thought was right.
Right?
Yes.
What's right about speaking up for that... What he did was wicked.
Oh, come on, Tony. George isn't a wicked person.
Isn't he?
No. We know what a genuinely wicked person looks like, and George is a far cry from that. Look, love, I do understand. Alice is your niece.
And yours.
And mine, too. It's been dreadful for everyone. But if all we do is focus on being angry or on getting revenge, I mean, what good's that going to do? It's not going to help anyone.
I keep thinking about Jennifer and how grateful I am she's not had to go through this. Isn't that awful?
I know. But how is anyone going to start to heal unless we try to show a little forgiveness? The Grundys and the Carters, they're our friends. Even if you don't care about George, surely you care about them.
Of course I care.
Well, then, the very least we can do is offer an olive branch. We know how horrendous it is to have a child in jail.
Fine. If that's what you really felt you had to do. Just don't expect me to defend you to the rest of the family.
What?
Brian and Lillian. They won't be happy when they find out. You'll have to explain it to them.
So you were the first to arrive?
Yes, along with Usha. We unlocked the hall and came straight inside.
What time would that have been?
Oh, 9:30.
And did you notice anything unusual?
Unusual?
Out of place. Take yourself to when you first entered. Try your best to recall.
Well, it appeared much as it does now. All the chairs were stacked neatly. The tables were folded away on their trolley. As you know, we leave precise instructions about what condition the hall is to be left in.
Is it possible someone could have sabotaged the table prior to the flower and produce show?
Like who? The Bonsai Club? They were the last group to use the hall, and I really can't imagine one of them doing such a thing.
No.
And besides, they couldn't have known which table the fruit pies would be displayed on.
Which begs the question, who did?
Well, Usha and I set the tables up, with the help of Robert and Neil. What? You're not suggesting one of them did it.
Which table was it?
Well, it was one of the new ones. Honestly, though, Jim.
Like this one here?
Yes, but really...
let's see.
To even entertain the idea that a member of the organising committee could be responsible, it would undermine the whole ethos of the Flower and Produce Show, perpetrated by one of the very people tasked with upholding it.
Linda...
They would deserve nothing less than the condemnation of the entire village.
Have you seen this? On the bottom of the table?
No, what's that?
Take a look. You're quite certain you didn't notice it before.
Well, of course I didn't. If I had, I'd have followed the instructions. Oh, my goodness. You don't think... Well, could that be what happened?
I'm very much afraid it could.